AM. Is everybody ready in Pier?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, let's call this meeting to order. It's a special meeting of the South Dakota Game Fish and Parks Commission for Monday, August 12th, 2019 at 3 o'clock Central. Rachel, would you call the roll and then check in with the other offices, and then we'll go from there?
Will do. Commissioner Boyd?
Present.
Locken? Beast? Olson? Whitmire?
Here.
Phillips?
Here.
Sharp?
Here.
And Jensen?
Here. And
that will give us a quorum. Now I'll go through each location, beginning with Rapid City.
Rapid City's here.
And how many do you have in attendance?
Zero members of the public.
Okay. Watertown? Chamberlain? Sioux Falls?
Sioux Falls is here. Josh Delger, Emmett Keeser, staff present, no public present.
And here in Pier, Director Life?
Sure. Tony here. We have seven members of staff and one member of the press here. No other members of the public.
That concludes our roll call.
All right. I'll read them. Oh. Sorry. John, go ahead. I didn't hear you.
On the phone.
Oh.
John can tell the staff attorney calling in.
Okay. Hey, John. So I'll read the conflict of interest disclosure. Now is the time for the commission to consider any written or verbal disclosures of conflicts of interest by current and former commission members. If any member of the commission has completed a written disclosure of a conflict of interest, the commission will consider the disclosure at this time. If any commission member wishes to verbally disclose an interest in a contract, as defined in SDCL 3-23-1, a direct benefit from a contract, as defined in SDCL 3-23-1 and 3-23-2, or any other conflict with any matter on today's meeting agenda, please identify the contract or other matter in which you have the conflict of interest and generally describe the nature of the conflict. Also, if during the meeting you become aware that you have a conflict of interest with any proposed contract or other matter, please notify the chair of the conflict and generally describe the nature of the conflict. If you disclose a conflict of interest, the commission must vote on whether the matter underlying the conflict is fair, reasonable, and not contrary to the public interest. You may not participate in the commission's discussion and vote on the conflict. Does anyone have a conflict they wish to disclose? If not, let's move to the reason that we're here, the one item on our agenda, and I think Tom is going to handle that.
Yeah, good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and members of the Commission. Tom Kirschman here in the Pier office. What you should have in front of you is some background information that the department sent out to you in regards to the application letter and information by the Midwest chapter of the Wild Sheep Foundation. And I believe you also have a copy of the draft resolution 19-20 that was shared with you also that goes over what we're going to talk about here today. Mr. Chairman, I'm just going to provide just briefly some background information as to how we got here today, and then we'll go into the action item that's required of you as the commission body. So as we've had the lengthy discussions about the bighorn sheep auction tag over the last year, and as related to another fundraising mechanism for Second Century Initiative moving forward, Earlier this year, the commission took action, in fact, back at your February/March commission meeting, where the commission approved to expand the area where the auction tag could be valid into the future to include that prairie unit or our Unit 3 hunting unit out there in the eastern side of Pennington County, and that hunting unit that's adjacent to the Badlands National Park. So that action occurred earlier this year, and since then there's been the discussions about holding a auction this year yet, obviously with the number one intent to take advantage of this unique opportunity from a fundraising perspective, but understanding full well that this auction tag that we're talking about here today would be for the 2020 hunting season. The 2019 auction, our bighorn sheep auction license, was already determined earlier this year, and that particular one will only be valid on the Elk Mountain hunting unit. So as we've gone through this process, one of the things that we determined based on the administrative rule that outlines the certain aspects of the bighorn sheep auction tag is another commission action that you took is that there was administrative rule that talked that there was a November 1 deadline for submission of application letters by entities interested in auctioning the bighorn sheep auction tag for big game management activities in the state of South Dakota. That particular rule was repealed, and so in administrative rule there is no application deadline date. With that in mind, moving forward here for this auction tag, because that did change, the department specifically reached out to some nonprofit conservation organizations that are dedicated to big game management in South Dakota and doing those types of activities. And we sent a letter directly to the Midwest chapter, who has been the recipient of the past 7 opportunities to auction the bighorn sheep auction license. The National Organization of the Midwest chapter, National Organization of the Wild Sheep Foundation, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, and Mule Deer Foundation. Those are some key conservation organizations in the state that do focus, put money towards various big game management activities. Again, why I stress that from the standpoint of big game is that when you look at the administrative rules, all the language talks about doing big game management activities in the state of South Dakota as reference to the bighorn sheep auction tag itself. So we reached out to those entities and said that we are accepting the application letters and associated information, gave them a 2-week period, and had the end of July for those entities, if interested, to submit their application letter to the department here. We had one application letter received, and to no surprise, that came from the Midwest chapter of the Wild Sheep Foundation. Again, as in the past 7 times, the auction or the bighorn sheep tag has been auctioned. Again, that information was shared to you by Rachel in terms of their letter and associated information that came with it. So our reason why we're here today as outline administrative rule is that we as a department to share that information with you, the commissioners, and then the commission would pass by resolution the acceptance of the recommended application letter to conduct the bighorn sheep auction. And again, as the only entity submitting that application letter, one that we've worked with again over the past 7 years, they've been a very strong conservation partner of ours, obviously for bighorn sheep management, but even for other activities for related to mountain goats and other deer activities and elk. They've just been a solid conservation partner, and we certainly look forward to working with them in the future, and we do bring forward the recommendation of approving them to conduct the auction of the bighorn sheep license for 2020 hunting season. So the one other piece of information why it's necessary to hold this meeting now is, again, with this whole new approach for the bighorn sheep auction tag, it is to conduct it here in the very near future. In fact, upon your approval, if you so choose to do so today, we have been working with these folks as the only entity bringing forward this to put in place an online auction essentially over the next month with the intent that the successful bidder would be invited, and if it fits their schedule and they so desire to join the 2019 Governor's Pheasant Hunt here in Pierre to be a guest and to participate in those activities that weekend. So, Mr. Chairman, in front of you is Resolution 19-20, which basically outlines some of the key components found in an administrative rule. We received the application letter from the Midwest chapter of the Wild Sheep Foundation, shared that information with you. We would recommend that you approve them to move forward and to conduct the activities associated around the Bighorn Sheep Auction. With those funds, again, the first $85,000 coming back to South Dakota specifically for Bighorn Sheep Management. And then any remaining dollars above and beyond that first $85,000 also comes back to the state of South Dakota and would be used for habitat activities here in the state, with those funds divided amongst both private and public lands habitat projects that we have talked about over the last couple of months at the commission meetings. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I will turn it back to you for any questions you or the other commissioners may have. Again, you have Resolution 19-20 in front of you and would ask for your favorable approval and the action of passing Resolution 19-20.
Thank you, Tom. Does anybody have any questions for Tom? Any questions? If not, could we get a motion to approve Resolution 19-20?
So moved, Commissioner Phillips.
Is there a second?
Second, Commissioner Boyd.
Any discussion on the motion? Any discussion? If not, Rachel, would you call the roll for the vote?
Boyd?
Aye.
Whitmire?
Aye.
Phillips?
Aye.
Sharp? Jensen?
Aye.
check for anybody else.
Do I have any other commissioners on? Beast, were you able to join us? Olson? And again for Sharp?
I wonder if he has to unmute his phone.
Okay. As of now, I've got four.
Well, I know we got an email earlier today that John Locken had something come up unexpectedly, but said if we called his cell phone, he could join. So perhaps we should do that. Rachel, have you got that email?
Yes, I do. And I can send him a message quick to join us.
Yep, done.
Yeah, that seems like we need to do that.
Yep. And I'm receiving emails from Commissioner Sharp right now, so I'm not sure if we maybe just got disconnected.
Oh, well, that could be. He should be able to just call right back in, though, shouldn't he, using the same numbers?
Yep.
Don't need to touch
you. I am ready.
Somebody want to give him a call, maybe?
We're going to call or text him right now. Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thanks.
Tom votes yes. That doesn't count.
Maybe as an informational item, Mr. Chairman, maybe we can let some of the commissioners who are on the line know that we've had some very productive conversations with the chairman, the governor's office, and some of the departments regarding invasive species, in particular zebra mussels, that will give, I think, a very thorough update at the meeting we're going to have in spirit.
Hello.
Commissioner Sharp?
Hey. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, our phone lines went down here, so I had to use my cell phone to get back in. So I voted aye on that last deal, by the way.
Wonderful.
All right.
I was kind of wondering if I was receiving emails and then didn't get you, so.
I tried our regular company line several times and it wouldn't let me dial out, and it just, we were talking and it just shut me off, so I'm on my cell, but I'm back in now, so.
Wonderful. That case, we have got 5 commissioners in favor and none opposed.
All right, so resolution 19-20 passes. And then, Kelly, do you want to have some more discussion about that AIS, or do you want to wait till later, or defer to you?
I just somewhat a little bit of filler time that Commissioner Sharp get back on.
Yeah, right.
But just the main message is that the letter that the commission sent to the governor is well received. The governor certainly, I think, motivated to work with the commission to see if there's some things we can work on collectively as a statewide approach to stop the spread of the zebra mussels. And we're working on those facts now, and we'll hopefully have a broader description of what those issues are and some resolution to those issues later, maybe not next week, but early next week, hopefully. And certainly, commissioners, by the time we sit down with you in Spearfish, we'll plan to have a very detailed discussion of how we plan to work on that. But I can tell you, I'm encouraged. We have a work group established from the other, relevant departments. We're ready to move on this, and it's broader than certainly than just fish and game users. It's water users, which is really where this conversation needs to go. So I'm encouraged. I just want to let you know on the phone that your efforts, were noticed and we're following through with them. Mr. Chairman.
Yep, thank you. It was a very good call with her, and I am very encouraged by her willingness to lead on this issue as we go forward, so that's a really good development. Any other business for today? Anybody have anything else? If not, would somebody move to adjourn?
Sir?
Second.
All in favor, we could say aye to that, I bet.
Aye.
Any opposed? Good. We'll stand in adjournment, and thank you, everybody, for participating today.
Thank you, commissioners.
We'll talk more soon.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
Thanks.